Welcome to the Palliative Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Amara Warsu. I'm the technology editor at Palliative Medicine. It is my pleasure to introduce the following article, which is entitled Understanding Meaning in Life Interventions in Patients with Advanced Disease, A Systematic Review and Realist Synthesis. The paper was originally published online on the 13th of February 2017. One of the authors, Dr. Mariana Guerrero, will provide a summary of the paper, which can be found online at Palliative Medicine from pmj.sagepub.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Mariana Guerrero, and I am a nurse and teacher at the Universitat Internacional de Catalunya. The work I'm going to present was carried out by the WICA research team and is entitled Understanding Meaning in Life Interventions in Patients with Advanced Disease, A Systematic Review and Realist Synthesis. Among patients with advanced disease, meaning in life is thought to be enhanced well-being, promote coping, and improve the tolerance of physical symptoms. It may also act as a buffer against depression and hopelessness. As yet, there has been no synthesis of meaning in life interventions in which contextual factors, procedures, and outcomes are described and evaluated. In this study, we aimed to identify meaning in life interventions that have been used in patients with advanced disease and to describe the context in which are developed, the mechanisms used, as well as the outcomes measured, and the clinical benefits for patients. Hence, we performed a systematic review of the literature and a realist synthesis of meaning in life interventions using criteria from the Realist and Metanarrative Evidence Synthesis Evolving Standards Project, known as RAMESIS Project. A search strategy was designed and applied into different scientific databases. After selecting the articles that met inclusion criteria, we included 12 articles that described 9 different meaning in life interventions addressed to patients with advanced disease in the systematic review. The articles included were either quantitative or qualitative. For the analysis, we studied and described the context, mechanisms, and outcomes of each intervention in depth. It was observed that meaning in life interventions were associated with clinical benefits for measures of purpose in life, quality of life, spiritual well-being, self-efficacy, distress, hopelessness, anxiety, depression, and the wish to hasten death. In order to proceed with a realist synthesis and be able to identify the common patterns among all these interventions, an inductive analysis was performed. As a consequence, an explanatory model was proposed, which showed that a core component of all the interventions was the interpersonal encounter between patient and the therapist, in which sources of meaning were explored and a sense of connectedness was re-established. In the clinical field, we can expect that targeting meaning in life as one of the care goals could help to improve the well-being and quality of life. Moreover, we need new strategies that go beyond the physical and emotional comfort, which are able to lessen the existential distress that is generally present at the end of life.
For more information about this paper and other papers published on Palliative Medicine, please check out our website, which is pmj.sagepub.com. Please follow us on Twitter and check out our Facebook page. If you haven't already, please subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. And if you have a moment, please write a review or give us a rating, or even better, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. If you would like to record a podcast and you've had an article accepted or published in Palliative Medicine, send me an email at awosu, which is spelled ANWOSU, @liverpool.ac.uk.